I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, with springtime approaching here in the United States, our thoughts turn to bird watching.
Birds are easy to spot in everyday speech. A hierarchy in an organization is called a pecking order. We don't just say be happy with what you've got. We say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, or just simply a bird in the hand. And when children grow up and move out of their parents' house, they leave the nest.
Slang man David Burke joins us now from Los Angeles with his own version of the children's fairy tale, The Ugly Duckling, using bird-related terms. As we pick up the story, a duck has just given birth to 12 little ducklings. So how could she afford such a large family?
Luckily, she had a nest egg. Now, a nest egg is a lot of money that you save over the years. The money she saved wasn't chicken feed. If you make very little money, we say, I'm making chicken feed. Her new children were the prettiest little ducklings you ever saw. She thought, when they're older, I'll teach them about the birds.
And the bees.
And the bees. Now, I don't know why we say that, but it's a euphemism for sex. Fortunately, she didn't count her chickens before they were hatched. That means you count on something before it actually happens, because there was still one very large egg that did not open yet. Finally, the last appeared. One of the chicks actually said, he's so ugly, what a turkey. Now, frankly, I have nothing against turkeys, but I guess in American slang we do, because anything that's considered bad is a turkey. The mother wondered if maybe he was really a turkey. So she made each of them get into the water, because everyone knows that turkeys can't swim. She watched him like a hawk.
Very closely.
Yes. At first, he was chicken. To get in the water.
Afraid.
Afraid. The others yelled, get in the water, you bird brain.
Stupid.
Exactly. Well, just because he was ugly, they thought he was a dodo. A dodo bird is a really big, big, big bird that doesn't do much. It just sort of sits there.
It's extinct, isn't it?
And extinct. And he doesn't exist anymore. A dodo, and he would chicken out. But he did not stick his head in the sand like an ostrich. He wanted to prove to the others that he could swim and that he was brave. That way he could kill two birds with one stone. Ouch. This is an expression that is just so horrible, but it's common. To kill two birds with one stone, it means to accomplish two things at the same time. Well, he swam beautifully, better than the others. The ducks all returned to the farm. He thought, this place is for the birds. This means undesirable. Well, so he ran away, but found a family of geese who said, please join us. Well, suddenly, they all heard shots. It was hunters. The geese all yelled, duck!
Get down.
Duck simply means, right, get down. All the geese flew away quickly, but the duckling couldn't fly and started running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Which is what chickens that get their heads cut off tend to do.
That's right. Well, he really needed to relax and get all his ducks in a row and decide what to do. Well, when you get all your ducks in a row, it means you're becoming organized. So he ran and ran until he stopped at a pond with the most beautiful birds. They were swans. He thought, oh, they're so beautiful. But he felt sad because he was so ugly. He bent his head down toward the water in shame and saw his reflection. He was beautiful. The other swan said to him, please join our family. We knew you'd come. Why? A little birdie told us.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? Anytime we know something, but it's sort of a secret how we know it. For example, I said, if I were to say to Roseanne, Roseanne, I heard it's your birthday. And you said, how did you know? Oh, a little birdie told me. Well, the moral of this story is birds of a feather
flock together.
Flock together, which simply means people who are alike stay together. Now, the actual expression is birds of a feather flock together, but we shorten it and simply say, well, birds of a feather
can flock together to Slangman David Burke's website to learn all about his books and other teaching materials. It's www.slangman.com. And you can find all of our old scripts with Slangman on our new Wordmaster site.
That's at www.voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel.
There once was an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown. And the other birds in so many words said, get out of town. get out, get out, get out of town. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack in a flurry of eiderdown. That poor little ugly duckling went wandering far and near, but at every place they said to his face, now get out of here. Get out, get out, get out of here. And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear. All through the winter time he hid himself away, ashamed to show his face, afraid of what others might say. All through the winter in his lonely clump of weed, till a flock of swans spied him there and very soon agreed, you're a very fine swan indeed. A swan? Me a swan? Ah, go on. And he said, yes, you're a swan. Take a look at yourself in the lake and you'll see. And he looked and he saw and he said, I am a swan. Whee! I'm not such an ugly duckling.